where it's Tani Tessam and Aleph, the B-Time Yisrafik Ketan, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th line from the top, getting in the line. How do you have a guy give Chalitza to his daughter, Yisrafik Ketan, Ishtav Ishav Keresh Yodosh, in the cave of Machma? Two women, one of them is his wife, and somebody else gave birth to two girls in a cave. Bo Achayim Benassim. And the way Rashi learns, his two brothers married these two girls. One of them is marrying his brother's daughter, and one of them marrying a stranger. So he has to give chalitza to both. One of them is definitely his daughter. No, of course not. Then chalitza will be to Misafik, but then chalitza will be to Misafik. Tanya Hoyer Meir Reimer. Ish v'isha pavim shemalidim chamish umas. A man and a woman can biologically give birth to five different nations. Kaiti Yisrael shalokach evad v'shichum and ashuk v'lem shnei bonim. He bought an Eved Meshivcha who have two children. But this guy Rechamem, and one of the children was Megayer. That means this former Gayim, now Eved Meshivcha, have had two children. One is an Eved, and one is a Ger, and one is a Guy. At Vilum Lashem Abdus, they became Eved Meshivcha, and this is Elazar, they lived together. Hurricane Ger, Eved Kachavim, and Eved. So now, they have three biological children. One is a Jew, one is a guy, and one is an Eved Kanani. Shikras HaShifcha Eved. He freed the Shifcha, and then the Eved illegally lived with her, because it's an Eved living with a Jewish girl. And they had a child, Harikana Gayer, Rabbi Kechavim, the Eved, or Mamzer. This Mandi Amra holds that an Eved that lives with a Basi Shol, the offspring, is a Mamzer. Shikras Shnei Vissim Zelazap, freed both of them. Married them off to each other. It's obvious, but the Gemara, that's the halacha is teaching us. There's a person that can sell his biological father to give his mother the ksuba. He bought an Eved, a Shivcha, and a Shuk, and they have a son. The Shivcha is a Shivcha, and a Shuk, freed the Shivcha, and he married her. And then he wrote all his nechassim to her son. Not really related to her anymore, but doesn't make a difference. It's her biological son. Now, so he has to pay his mother, biological mother, Hetzuba, after his the husband dies. He got all the money. So his father is his Eved. He sells his father off. This box to give his mother a ksuba. It's easy to tell me that evidence that did a metaltli like Remeir, metaltli is meshuba for a ksuba, if I say, makamashman, avdu kimakaki dami. Or it's to tell me that evidence is like karka.
Which is that? I mean,
one of the two pshatim.
I thought you'd
have to take metaltli. Remeir holds that metaltli is meshuba for a ksuba. A woman that her baby got mixed up with her daughter-in-law's baby.
Got mixed up a girl.
What?
Boys got mixed up, right?
Yes, two boys. I shouldn't say baby. Baby means girl. You're right. I should say boys. But if somebody tells you I had a baby, it means he had a girl. If he had a boy, it would have said I had a boy. Tom, Dr. Shalom. Higdilu atarugas v'nasin Hashem. They grew up and they married, Umesu, and they died. But Akala, the other children of the daughter-in-law, who are, can't do Yibum, because one of these is their brother's wife, and one of them is their father's brother's wife, which is Usher.
Uncle's wife.
So they're called Timulan Miyabim, to segregate yourself, and segregate yourself the other. And that's great enough, I call Timulan Miyabim, to segregate yourself, and segregate yourself the other. It's either a brother's wife, or it's a nephew's wife, which is fine.
But they can't do it.
You
still have to be
Khalifa
first.
Right? Absolutely. And the Gemara is going to say that now. Oh, Dr. Harris, I am surprised. Why did you have to speak that out? Like, after all this development, we've known this already, right? This is what your kasha was in the middle of the week. And now you're doing what the Gemara is going to do, which bothered you all week.
That's the problem.
Meitzilak Sherim, and the Gemara is going to say Sherim doesn't mean Sherim, it means the definite ones. Hatarubis the day has kain the chotzim le miyabim. because one of them is his brother's wife, but one of them is his father's brother's wife. So Safik Yochid, Esh Yisrael Chayavos. That's to the Bnei Haskeila. The Akala, Echid Chayavos, Echid Chayavos, again, it's either his brother's wife or his nephew's wife. Kahana should have shower of blood of the Vachim Chasa. The Kahana that had a baby together with two boys, with the Vachim Chasa. So one of them is an Eved and one of them is a Kayan. Elo Echid Betruma, because the Eved Kayan can eat Truma. Bechokin Chayavos, Echid Betruma. They have to get it together because we can't give it to one without the other because they call can we have it to my rabbi because we're afraid when we bother him the yuxim. They don't have the mason, so you have to be machmer, they don't know she make cherries make tulas, they can't marry anybody. Evan can't marry a Jewish girl, a Kayan can't marry a Shivcha. Deal at the Rubas the Shikhruz has that, so now one is the Kayan and one is the Yisrael. So nice and nice and nice, they marry women, Ruya is the Kuna because one of them is the Kayan, they don't have the mason, one of them is the Kayan, they serve a Kabom, it's a Sabbath. They separate it for kapara, but they don't have to give it because they cannot take a chaylik of the gairin because one of them is not a kayan. He's freed now.
He was owned by a
kohen,
but now it's a Jew.
American is a truma of Adam, they sell their own truma, you can't take it away from them. They don't get any skins because they might not be a kayan. Very nice them kachim. You can't give them kachim to be makruv. You don't take away theirs, which Rashi learns, Rashi being subshatim, either that they can pick a kayan to bring it for them, or Rashi says, if they made haramim or bakar, we don't take it away from them. Because it's a monetary issue. Let me just finish. Which the Gemara will explain means that they bring a mincha, you have to do a kmita, and then the rest has to be either burnt on the mizbeach for fuel or spread out on the base hadash that the two shots of the Gemara offers. Yes, you had a question. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Not hanoa shel kiloi. Yeah, he can't have hanoa that destroys it. But a truma is not asev hanoa. It's asev hanoa shel kiloi. And Yisrael can't use it as fuel.
I can buy something with it.
Yisrael separates truma as a mitzvah to give it to the kayan. But what happens if he inherits truma from his mother's father, the Kayan? It's his truma. He doesn't have to give it to Kayan. It was given to Kayan. He inherited it from a Kayan. So he can sell it. He can't eat it, but he can sell it.
It was only given to Kayan once.
Exactly.
So he can't use it as fuel, you know what he's saying?
Right. He can't have a nosh or kiloi.
What does that mean?
He can't have a nosh that will destroy it.
Selling it is not destroying it.
He can use that as pillow. He can use it whatever he wants. Not us if I know. He cannot destroy it. Use a better word. He can't use it up. Yes.
But if we talk about the one right before it, the Zainesh Lahem Kadashim means the skin. It doesn't mean that they can keep their own skin.
No, again. Well, take that back. According to the first shot, they can.
That would be something that they themselves can hold on to. They don't have to make it.
Look, Cairo.
Can you give it his license?
What do you mean?
The stuff he inherits from his kids. You're going to have to give away someone's money, so you need to go ahead and
buy
with it
if it goes for his money. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get a look at much money now, but with money there, we would say yes. See, without getting involved, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to answer any more questions about it. In the real halacha of giving Meister money, you really is supposed to be to poor people, not to any other good cause. We've expanded it to include good causes, and that's a big problem. Exactly how that expansion happened and what the halachic basis of that expansion is. Meitzvah Sherim. check the Gemara how much the Arvel have psulim, because they don't know who their mother is, their psulim. I'm Rabbah of Avadoyim, the ones that we definitely know who their parents are. The Ve'akal Echad Chaylet Echad Ve'yab, Dr. Gemara, Davke Michlus Vadi Yerumi, is what you said, Dr. Harris. Have you been Shaloi, the Gemara Be'yavam and Lashuk, and the Gemara will repeat it countless times. Kanish in the Sarib, Chaylet Echad Pshita, they only get one ship, because one of them is out of Kayim. So the Gemara, we only give it to them if they're both there. We won't give truma to the Yavid unless his master is with him. He can go himself and say, give it to me either for myself or for my master. Why is the machlokes? It was, the perception was, anybody who gets truma on the field is a kayan. And they brought him yichus, long girls that he's not allowed to marry. I only testified one time. And because of me, they made an evidence to a kayan. In fact, they were hell, some good I took. It happened. Has to be hemptun, she said, Ikim, and I could have spoken maybe to call the other. So, Ikim, that's my coach. The caller came out to a tzaddik. It almost happened. Why? Because the master of the Rabbi Yaisi were taking truma doesn't mean anything. So I said he can take truma. Well, the master of the Rabbi Yehuda, and I said it in the city of Rabbi Yehuda, taking truma means he's a kayim yuchas. I almost blew it. There are 10 people that we don't give them truma in the granary. Because it's a bizarre for the truma. Tumtum by dragonless. Because, again, it's as elusive the kachim because they're very different from the answer. The Eved, the Isha, the Arum, the Tame. The nice Isha Shein, the Geddes wife, a Kayan who married a woman that's not appropriate. The Kulu Meshagamam, the Batayim, Chutzmi Tame, you can send it to their house except for a Tame. We punish him more because we consider it somewhat negligent that he became Tame. The nice Isha Shein, the Geddes wife, which we punish him for doing something that's wrong. Nothing my Bishlam, the Kayan Shaitim, the Kayan, Rabban Adeyan. I get it. The Rabban Adeyan, you can't trust them. And you're giving them trumas, it's a loose of the truma. Tum tum ha-dragon is not be very even say ha-tzvim. Dr. Rashi, it's also the loose of the truma. Eben nami duma asuk la-asuk shum ha-truma li-yoksun. Got it. Or over time, mishnah me-isi. Disgusting. Nice isha shayin again, it's lo-mishim k'nasa. And isha my time aloy. Why not to a woman? The Gemara plegi bar ha-papa rabunu b'ed mishu. Acharam mishim grusha. She might get divorced and nobody will know. Acharam mishim yichud. He'll be alone with a man out there. My benayu. The granary is near a city, but there's not people there. So Yichud is a problem. But Grusha, everybody knows it's close to the city. In Amid America, it's far away. But it's Shechicha Barinchi, so there's no problem of Yichud. Absolutely not. Unless she's a Baskaya.
Because in a field, you don't want people that are there, right?
Granary, we're afraid, right? Something in my bag. The Kulan. No, it's not a silo. Okay, I don't know. I'm not responsible for Arch Cole. I can only tell you what the Gemara seems to say from my limited knowledge is that they used to grow, they had a patch of land where they used to bring their grain to, pile it, thresh it, and then pile it up. Mashkanta de Beidari and Afkhov Aleph in Bab Matia, first Gemara that any kid ever learned, is about that place where they used to thresh. Kabab Amas, that's that Gemara over there.
You mean to switch it after my idea?
Do you
remember
first?
Remember, they
didn't
switch the thing yet?
No, they didn't switch yet. He must have had a good after Shabbos. He's rearing to go. He must have really slept a lot in the Shabbos, I promise. He's like, he's re-energized.
He couldn't
slip.
If someone asked me, why
does
hair skin need medicine?
Doesn't
need medicine. That's my question.
Sometimes the granary was like publicly used, like a private, or some of the people had their own private
granary. Exactly. A granary, the way I understood it in those days, was a piece of field where they did the threshing. Again, I know Roscoe got silo. You know, I don't like to argue with Art School.
You said silo?
Could be sheltered. Could be a.
Could be cut. It was, but it wasn't where you stored the grain.
Temporary place.
Then again, I'm not responsible for Arch Quote, but I don't think I get it. That's the Gemara Vayter. The Kulam Meshakulam B'Tayim Chutz Mitam Eben Nice Ishi Shei Neganis Lo. Of Aro Meshakidu Levi said that to an Aro. My time is honest. Because he didn't do it because his brothers died Mach Masmila. Tamei Nami Ahmed. It's a little bit negligent for a guy to become Tamei, you hang around the wrong places. Turn around on another Ishi and Chokin Am Tum B'Veis Akwanis. If Makam Shechokin, in a place where they do give it to a woman, Naisim V'Ishi Tchila, a patronite to Miyad. She goes to the head of the line. But you know my comma, you just said you don't give it to her. That's the Gemara comma. Malkum Shkolkin makes an army which is at the house, which is no child of Yichud. There are people there. It's the middle of a city. Nicely, you should kill my time if you're so loose, so it gives us a bazaar for the woman. Amar Rav Mereish, I have asked a guy related to the Dina Kamoy, I'm sure to take to the guy Rav Mereish. I used to take the man before the woman. I mean, the Mechai, the Mitzvahs, so he goes first. Even the Shemad Loha, when I heard this, Shemina Tigger, the inspiration, my time is in Salusa, women go first, because it's a bizarre for a woman to have to wait there while a man has his dentira. Higdilu Atarufas. It says, and they freed each other. Shikhri by any by lie, is it voluntary? Am I? Lisa Shibkai Neyachov, Askari Neyachov, don't we force them so they should be able to get married? I'm a rabbi, Mekhaif and Isa Meshachel says, you're right, we force them, and they free each other. What halacha is there? You already mentioned everything. The kmitah is done like a minchas yisrael because without a kmitah it's not kosher. But you can't eat the rest because the magay and minchas kain kalusia. So ketzav, hakayim miskarim laatzmai by shirayim kreivim baatzmai. The leftovers are put in the mizbeach by itself. Fretting a maraik, we can't kosher mentalish about maltaktiru. You're not allowed to put extra on. Once you put something on the fire, the rest is usher. I'm refusing to pay the pasi. The matzik lulu shemaisim kor b'lazer. The blazer says you can put it on and say that if it doesn't belong in the mizbeach, it's fuel. Where did he say that? The tanya b'lazer oimer is talking about a mixture of evari chatos and evari ayla. Evari ayla is supposed to go on. Evari chatos are not supposed to go on. So how do you master everything? He says you put it on for fuel. They say there you have to leave it all off. This is a shaila, what happens to a kayin's minchas chayte, where the Torah said, v'haysa la kayin kemincha. So there's a big machlokes tanoim. One Tana holds that v'haysa la kayin kemincha means it's like his minchas medava. And you put the whole thing on the mizbeach. Another Tana says, V'ayis l'kayin k'mincha means it's like a minchas yisrael, that it needs k'mitza. Right? So what do you do with the leftovers? Can't eat it. So Rav Moshe Melazer says, you spread it out where they put the ashes. And therefore, you're not makir at the mizbeach, but you don't eat it. Right? V'afil rabbanu l'b'gelein Rav Moshe Rav Shimon minchas chayte shekhanu d'bat akravi. They say you can be makir of it. Aval hach, afil rabbanu ma'idu, that this is the solution, that you say, you put the k'mitza on the mizbeach, and the rest you do al beis hadeshem.
You don't put it on.
Right. The chiddush, by the way, because the mitzvah of it is by a minchas kayin is to burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. This is like a secondary way of taking care of that mitzvah without violating the issur of putting it on the mizbeach.
This is not a primary thing.
A woman didn't wait 3 months. But this is when she got married, be old, and she gave birth. Then you do a benedictional rishon and shiva lachem. We don't know if it's a 9-month-old baby for husband number one or a 7-month baby for husband number two. Hayle banim and rishon banim and hasheni chotzim lemiyabim. She had children from both. They had, meaning they both had children from both. They could only do chalita because to one of them it's a maternal brother. Again, if it's not his father, it's only a maternal brother. So they're paternal brothers. He can do whatever he wants. One of them is his brother's wife, and one of them is a stranger. Because she might be a Yivam Elishok. So Chalitza has to be given first, and then the other one can do Yivam. Because he's a Suffolk. Doesn't need truma, but if he did, he doesn't pay a karen b'chaymish. doesn't get a chelik because he might be a yisrof. Moichar atumah v'adam shaloi because I might be chaver al varaya. Vein the chelik because she's kedusha. Vein the esmas hakadoshim. Same thing with last mishnah. The emetir shalom yadrei. The patim and asraya v'chayam v'akeva. U'b'chayru yehiraya is v'chayru grazes that she's saiv. And then he can eat it. V'nais n'al v'chum v'chayam v'chum v'yisraelim v'chum v'mincha. Hayish neim kehanim. Hu aynin alei v'hein aynin amalav. He can be an aynin on them, they can be aynin on him. And the reason they're both alive, we said this doesn't have to be that one of them is not dead. It could be the liquid atzamos, it could be the moving of the bones. Who ain't a matam
elohem? What is so that they, right after that, is it Shiva?
No, only the day of liquid atzamos is an aynin.
He's a Kohen, can't do a boda that day.
Can't do a boda, can't eat kachim. Who ain't a matam elohem? Ain't a matam eloi. And the Gemara is going to say that happens through snus. That's the only way they can both be alive, and the second one was allowed to marry her. Who in the matam? Who am I? Shneim and mishmer. I'm sorry. Upater. Who in the yarshayis made me yarshayisai? Upater amakasim akilulasa shazeb shazeb. Because one of them is not his father, so you can't give him punishment. I live in mishmer shazeb shazeb. Vein a chaylik and he doesn't get a chaylik. Chaylik. We'll talk more tomorrow about I live in mishmer. My shneim and mishmer. Noi pukhelik lechad. The Gemara will explain why. Davka Michlas Vahadi Yavumi. The first Khalid said that Yima Yavumi Rashi Lloyd could be Bobby Vamalisha. Amrishmu Asar Kanam, I'm the Mapirish Echad Mahamabal. One of them went and lived with a girl, a lady. Havlat Shtuki, the Lord has a walk of Shtuki. If I tell my Shtuki, let me show you Shaskin, let me see the uncle of it, he can't inherit his dad. She to me, it didn't have a good mother. We don't know who his dad is. I was in Shaskin, let him din kahuna. We don't let him do Avoida. My time, he's a kosher Kayan. I'm a crab, isolated in Zari Akra, being in Zari Mucus Akra, he has to be able to identify his dad. But like, Maskil or Abba, Maskil or Abraham, this week's Parsha. It's it, Lias Lachal and Gimel Zarek Akreka. How is the Maskil Maskil and Rachmana? What is that telling me? Mahaki Kamalay, but since the event, it's become Meshivcha, Lias Lachal and Basra. Don't marry a guy, because then they won't be Jewish. Make sure your kids remain Jewish. Basically. Mishim Royally is Kain Gladl. Talking about a person with Miyabim, his brother's wife, before 3 months. And they were both Kehanim, obviously, they're brothers. And the kid is born, and we don't know whose kid he is, but he can be a Kohen Gadol, because he's definitely not a Mamzer. Because if the first one fathered him, he's a kosher kid. If the second one fathered him, it was a kosher evil. But being a Zayim, you can say, we don't know who his father is, how can he be Kohen Gadol? But the Gemara Zayim, you can say, Cross machta ba'almet, only as machta. He goes rabbanon b'snus, but the son goes rabbanon. They only did it when it was a product of snus. Here it was a product of a marriage, a wrong marriage, but the bottom line, the product of a marriage. She did gibum within 3 months. Frank, the Gemara b'snus, me goes rabbanon. Did they goes her as snus? We have a problem with our Mishnah, but not. Mishloi shalasacha ba'ilu shloisha kadoshim, and this is the oldest. She got married and gave birth. Ma'achar ba'ilu. Ilay ma'achar misis ba'ilu. That her first husband died, and the same for who ain't an aleim, they ain't an malof. So Mishlam who ain't an aleim is kachas, but this one they shayne v'luk katzam is the kama, right? They took the bones of the first one, and the second one died. Elohim ain't an malof, he can't kachas la kama. Hamaisla he died. How can he be an aynan? He must have died. And if it's a grusha, am I a grusha? Am I a baila? I get baila. But the first one divorced her. So then, if he's the son of the second one, he's a cholol. So then he should be able to be metamet to his first father, to the first one. Either he's his son or he's a cholo. So he must say, "Who ain't metamet loy? Who ain't metamet loy? Mishlan ain't metamet loy l'chumus. L'chad l'chadim labreihu and their kehanim. And who ain't metamet loy? Mamad. Mishlan l'sheni loy metamet loy might not be his son. And l'rishon metamet loy memonoshak. Ibreihu shaper kametamet loy. Ibarbasu shaper kametamet loy l'cholo. Then he's a cholo. Hello, lab business. My akabay lo akabay lo. But he says, "Why live a mishmish yisav yisav?" Uchufta the Shmuel, the Kashon Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Amar of Shmai ben Bamenes. She got married, and she walked out of the marriage and married somebody within 3 months. Prep the Gemara. We'll leave it over here, and we'll start again with this tomorrow.
She's not
a Grusha.
And we said, Dr. Harris asked if she misses all the Pishnayim, that she was dead, and then he comes back. That's
a Mamzer.
According to everybody?
No.
Mrs.
Gross is our Kamas Mateva. It's 4:00 p.m. at Mount Olive.
know, he ate that part of
it. Look, Mom's a Matthias. I'm counting them, yeah.